carrier has engaged with all onboard defences and is deploying interceptors. On the screen, missile strikes and beam impacts wreathe the mysterious black ship in a corona of fire and destruction. Seemingly unaffected, it had not thus far responded with weapons of its own. The battery ship, which had remained with the carrier, had already unleashed the full force of its 24 beam cannons, a column of dazzling energies that struck the black ship square on. When the backtracking companion vessels at last came into range, they likewise brought their cannon arrays to bear, and then there were three spears of ferocity hammering away at that black hemispherical hull. The unknown vessel seemed not to notice. Going by the on-screen images, there was no evidence that the fearsome triple onslaught was having any effect at all. The black ship, however, was moving with almost casual grace through the firestorm to position itself at an odd angle to the hegemony carrier, poised forward of the midsection and off to one side. "What is he doing?" Greg murmured.
"Nothing friendly," said Ash.
The three battery ships had ceased firing and were moving round to focus their attacks on the mystery vessel's underside. At the same time, one of the spines protruding from the black ship's rim began to extend towards the carrier. A weird, jagged radiance played around the gradually telescoping tip, and Greg was wondering if it was some kind of onboard systems disabler when it suddenly shot forward. The impact wasn't visible from the Silver Lance's perspective, but the long-range visual feed showed a few glittering pieces of debris come into view. Ash muttered something under his breath, and Greg watched in appalled fascination, unprepared for what happened almost 10 seconds later. The interceptors had redoubled their efforts, and the battery ships were unleashing the fury of their beam cannons. Then, a gout of debris erupted from the carrier's underside as the other end of the black ship's extending spine punched its way out.
"This is like the ship rams from ancient Earth history," Ash said. "Crude, but effective."
The carrier had put all its thrusters into reverse, but the black ship kept pace. Then, something else happened. Another black spike smashed its way out through the hull, clearly branching off from the first impaling spine. Then another broke out, and another, until the carrier from its midsection to its prow resembled a grotesque gargantuan pincushion. The black ship then used other spines to spear two of the battery ships. Run through and fatally weakened, they began to suffer internal explosions, which reduced them to torn, leaking hulks. The third had been underway when the deadly spine leaped out and glanced off its hull. Thrust drives ramped into full burn. It accelerated away, but too late. From the black ship's underside, a tentacle of jagged radiance uncoiled, snaked out and engulfed it, dragging it back in so that two rim spines stabbed out and skewered it. Staved in and mangled, it burst apart in a paroxysm of fire and havoc. It was like a signal for the carrier's end. The branching spikes began to move, some rotating one way against the rest. Chasms were ripped open in the hull, more debris and bodies, more puffs of escaping air. Something vital, a refueling station perhaps, exploded, sending fire racing through a line of the interceptor berth decks, which touched off a string of secondary explosions. Then the black ship finished it.